God can make you rich, or would make you rich. And the second one is the part of the giving. You know, you make a bargain here, we don't preach about money at our church, we just make you happy. Well, we're stealing from you. What would happen if you get to heaven and you find out that we wouldn't preach to you about how to walk in the prosperity of God, the rules of the kingdom, and you could have prospered on earth and had wealth and riches in your house, but you wouldn't do it because we wouldn't tell you for fear you might be mad at us.
Right.
I want that happening to me. Amen? God's kingdom system starts with the tithe. The principles in the kingdom of God are clearly laid out to us for prosperity. There's so much teaching on tithe that I don't have time to go into it. But we know that we bring that tithe. It's holy to God. It belongs to God. And that's where we start. Your tithe is not seed. Your tithe is what belongs to God. The Bible says it's holy to the Lord.
Right.
One-tenth of your income belongs to God. If you keep it, he said in Malachi 3, you're stealing from God. And what happens if you steal from God? A curse over your life. I used to preach it that the Bible says that if you steal from God, your finances are cursed. That's not what it says. It says you are under a curse. Well, what happens when you're under a curse? Anything and everything can happen. More sickness, more bills coming up. I lived that way for a while early when I was first married. And I didn't learn to tithe growing up. And when I went away to Bible college, as soon as I graduated from high school, I was paying my own way through. If I had all the money given to me to help me through college given to me today, wouldn't pay my tithes. Wouldn't even start to pay my tithe. I worked my way through. And I traveled every week in an evangelistic team, winning people to the Lord. We won hundreds to the Lord while I was in Bible college. And I, after all, wasn't I giving that to God? I mean, I'm working my way through to ministry, to prepare for ministry. I'm paying all this money in tuition and all these things to the school. Am I not giving that to God? I can't afford to tithe. And I had this car, it was an old Nash Rambler. Now, most of you don't know anything about a Nash Rambler, but the Bible says the devourer will be at your door. I had a devourer, that Nash Rambler. We averaged, now this is the economy in 1961, which is a wee bit different than it is now. And we averaged $50 every 2 weeks in repairs in that car. We did everything under the sun to that car. We'd take it in, something else is wrong. And so they'd fix that. We'd come back and pay that bill. And it took everything we had. And we were traveling on weekends preaching, so we had to have the car. We had to have the car to get to work, to get to school. We'd drive out of that repair shop, and I was angry. I was mad at God. I was mad at everything. Mad at the car. And I'd say, how are we supposed to do this? Trying to prepare our lives for ministry. And here we are, all the money we're putting in this car, blah, 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 blah. You know, and I continue on. And finally, when I slow down, my wife would say, well, you know, we're not tithing. Tithing? We can't even pay our bills. How are we going to tithe? So anyway, that went on for about 9 or 10 months we had that car, and all through that time, those things kept going on. Finally, one day we went through the same thing. I said, you know, tithing, go ahead and tithe. It can't get any worse. And the Bible says the Lord loveth a cheerful giver, and I was not very qualified at the moment, but we started tithing. And when we did, things started to turn around. Why? Because that tithe is holy to God. You can't sow anything till you tithe. You can't give anything till you tithe. Let's say that your utility bill is $150. I don't know what your utility bills are, but let's say it's $150. And they come and they say, we want you to know we're turning off your power today. You're turning off my power today? Your electric bill was $150 and you didn't pay it. I know, but I gave you $25. You didn't give anything. You cheated them out of 125 that you still owe them. You can't give anything until you brought what belongs to the people, right? And so you bring the tithe into the storehouse. And then what happens? The windows of heaven are opened. That's another point you might look at. Did you ever go to the bank and you go in, and especially when you're in a hurry, and there's five windows and four of them are closed? So you got to get in line with the one that's open. Now here's what happens. You can go to those other four, but when the window is closed, you can't get anything in and you can't get anything out. You got to go to an open window to make it work. Amen?
Amen.
And so when the windows are closed, you're not going to accomplish anything. Proverbs 11:24. And I do see what time it is, so I'm going to be wrapping this up pretty quick. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth. What is that? Seed. And there is that withholdeth more than his meat, but it tendeth to poverty. Debbie and I are sowers. We are givers. We give and we give and we give and we give. And then we give some more. And I learned something. I don't know about Florida. I haven't noticed this so much in Florida. You drive through the countryside around here, you see oranges and grapefruit. But when we're in South Texas, and we drive around in South Texas at Christmas time, right now there's corn, sweet corn, out in the fields. Well, you go back to Kentucky, there's no sweet corn in the fields. But if I could sow in Kentucky in May, and if I could sow in Texas in November, I could be reaping in both places at the same time. And I got a hold of that in my traveling one time, and I thought, that's exactly what I've got to do in my own giving. I've got, cast your bread upon the waters, many days it'll come back to you. And so I thought, if I'm giving every day I'm sowing, every day I'm giving, then I can get to a place where every day I'm reaping, every day it's coming back to me. And so that became my goal. I started giving every day. And repeatedly, God has this increase of giving. I give more than my salary every week. Debbie and I do. Every week we sow more than our salary. And we give it out. We send it out. We give it. Does it work? Absolutely it works. Absolutely. I had a hard time starting the tithing. But once I started the tithing and then I started doing the giving, the sowing, I started seeing where God, you know, it says, he that sows sparingly shall reap sparingly. How about these words? He that sows what he can spare will reap according to the level of his sowing. But he that sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. So I want to keep going more and more and more to the bountiful in my sowing. Let's see. You cannot harvest what you have not sown. It says in Galatians chapter 6, let's go over there. You can only reap what you sowed. That law works in every kind of seed there is. Again, the natural seed, you don't sow the a garden. I have plenty of room for a garden. I just gave up trying a couple years ago. I just found out I wasn't a gardener. And so guess how many tomatoes I raise every year? Guess how much corn I raise every year? None, because I don't sow any. If a husband and wife would get married and there would never be seed sown, they'd never have a child. The laws of sowing and reaping. If you want to reap something, you got to sow it. And God brought all those natural laws. Now, actually, he brought the spiritual laws over into the natural realm. And then he gives the parallel stories so we can understand how this thing works. In Galatians 6 and verse 6, it says, let him that is taught in the word communicate or give unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, you know, the first one, it talks about whoever is taught in the word. I know that several of you are direct family members to Pastor Butch. And I know that Pastor and Kim are very good to you. And, you know, whenever I've been here and we all go out to eat, he pays for everybody. So you're used to Dad blessing you. But don't forget to keep the two categories separated, that he's also the one teaching you the word. And as dumb as it may seem to you, to every once in a while, even like once a week, so to your dad. Let me say it this way, so to your pastor. And he doesn't want money from you. He wants to see you get it. He wants to see you blessed. But that's your first ground here. This is where God says, don't be deceived. I'll not be mocked. Whatever you sow, let's finish the statement. Whatever you sow to the one teaching you the word, you're going to reap. So that's a guarantee from God. He guarantees you. And so it's just a hint that you might want to do, and you'll find that it'll work. It'll work in your life. And I'm sure he'll give back to you more than what you sow into him, but you're keeping the two separate. Are you following me? And that's important for you. There are other areas for giving, and those things are all valuable as well. But you can only reap what you have sown. I try to go through and I try to find everything God tells me to do in sowing and reaping. God says that, first of all, I'm to sow to the one that teaches me the word. I believe that's first of all. That's number one. And it's not just talking about a guest speaker. It's talking more about the one who regularly teaches you the word. Secondly, comes to the area of sending partnerships, giving to people that are going other places in ministering the word, but can't go without your partnership. Third is sowing to the house of God to meet the financial needs of the place of worship. Fourth is to do good unto all who are the body of Christ when they come into need. Fifth is reaching out beyond that. But the Bible lets us know that the giving to the poor, the most important thing we do is those is reaching those within our own community. Now, is there anything else? Yep, there is. My mother was living on Social Security, which was about $550 a month. And, of course, she was living with my sisters. So, you know, they would swap off on the bills. But when I started getting into this thing, I started realizing that God says, honor your father and mother. What Pastor was talking about a few minutes ago, the word honor, if you look up the word honor in the Greek, you'll find that it's talking about money. So I started sending $100 every week to my mother. My mother passed away. I married Debbie. And so we started sending $100 every week to Debbie's mother. If they didn't need the help, we wouldn't have done it. But because they needed it, I knew that was good ground. And then we upped it to $150 a month. And come to find out, her savings was down to the last few pennies when we got married. So it was a godsend to her. She wasn't making it on the $600 Social Security a month. Why am I telling you that? Am I bragging? No, I'm telling you that I do what I'm talking about. Because that's what works. As you give, it's given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over do men give unto your bosom. Amen. And there's the law of sowing and reaping, and the level of sowing must determine the level of your reaping. There's so many illustrations I could give you, and I'm not going to get into it because of time. But the Bible is so strong, so clear, and you receive it. You're taught this. I know you are, and I felt funny even coming to you with it, but it's law. It's spiritual law in the kingdom. It isn't a promise. It's a law in the kingdom of God. And when you do what the word says, you'll get what the word promises. Amen? Amen. So it's so important that we live by kingdom principle. I love it in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, where he talks about sowing sparingly, you reap sparingly. Sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. You choose the level of your harvest. Okay, let me go over and turn over there. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 6. You know, it's funny, but as a pastor, sometimes people will sow to me, and I want to say, you need that more than I do. But that'd be, and give, you want to give it back? That'd be the worst thing in the world I could do. It would be like the ground not accepting your seed because you need food on your table. Are you following me? I mean, there's a spiritual law here. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. Right, amen. Who am I trying to benefit? I'm trying to benefit you. It doesn't benefit me what you do. As far as your everyday living and your everyday giving, so on, it benefits you. That's why I'm preaching it. I'm telling you that when the body of Christ learns the laws of the kingdom, it's less now. It was 18% of born again Christians are tithers. That means 82% of them, and now it's gotten worse. I think it's down to 11% are tithers. That's almost 90% are robbing from God. It becomes a real problem. Okay, 2 Corinthians 9:6. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. All right, Pastor. What you're telling me is that if I will tithe and sow seed, that harvest will come back as much as 100-fold, 100 times what I... How in the world could that possibly happen? Some might say I'm a fixed income. Some might say I work hourly. Nobody's getting increases or pay raises. I don't know. I know that when Peter and Jesus needed tax money... They had money in the treasury, but what did Jesus do to pay the tax money? Send him fishing. Now, I don't think it was a problem for sending Peter fishing because he's a fisherman. That was probably good news to him. And Jesus said to him, the first fish you catch, look in his mouth. What was Jesus saying? Two things. One is he knew he's a fisherman. He wouldn't stop at one fish. But the second thing was, in that first fish's mouth, there's going to be gold enough to pay their taxes. I don't know how God's going to do it for you. I don't know how. I don't know how he's going to do it for me. I have people send me money at times that I don't even know them. I had a guy here a while back sent me $500. He goes to another church. He said, I've been believing God and I need a new car. And I felt impressed in my heart that I should sow $500 for my new car. And as I was praying about it, God told me to send it to you. I don't even know the guy. He didn't know me. God's able to make all that. That's the next verse, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound to you that you... What's that next word? Always having what? All sufficiency in what? All things may abound unto every good work. Amen. So the increase, the growth in our understanding can bring us to the growth in our giving and in our sowing. I want to just one more area that I want to touch on. I have to be a little bit careful because I don't want to reveal in any way for anybody who knows people back home who it is. But there's one particular family that they were in business, and in their business they were bringing in about $50,000 a month. And they came to me and they said, we're sowing a large seed. It was actually in a vow. And they said, we're sowing a large seed because we want to increase to $100,000 a month. And so they said, here's the first of what we're vowing. And they gave me, it took them over a year, a little at a time. Finally, right at the end, they sowed a little stronger. And in February, halfway through February, they were aiming at their $25,000, they're aiming at their $50,000 month. They finished that seed in the middle of February and nearly made their first $100,000 month by February. And haven't gone under it since. And now they're pushing, they've been pushing up around 200,000. Now, they continue to sow on a regular basis. And then all of a sudden, they backed off on their sowing. And their sowing is much less. Well, let's say that I'm over here in the natural realm, and I sow my fields full, and I get a bumper crop. I mean, I get a bumper crop. Bring it in, pay off bills, take care of things. And then the next year, I'm still living off. Everything's great from last year's harvest. So I don't sow much this time. Well, then when the harvest time comes, all of a sudden now I'm not doing as well because I didn't have as much seed in the ground for this year's harvest as I had for the... Are you following me? Seed is seed. Same thing happens in our giving. Last thing I heard, their business is starting to have problems. They're starting to have financial problems. Why? They backed off in their sowing. Am I talking about just sowing to me? No. I'm talking about their sowing, period. This thing works. It's a law. But we have to work the law to get it to work for us. Amen. Otherwise, it still works for those who work it, but you're not one of them if you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Let's stand together. Hallelujah.